Struggling to communicate with your co-parent? That's why Peaceful Co-Parenting Messenger was created. It's a communication tool for all co-parents, but especially those who are in high conflict situations. I always tell co-parents who ask, sign up for Peaceful Co-Parenting Messenger as early as possible in your separation and divorce process, because you never know when you're going to need a more robust communication tool that allows you to set boundaries on the communication you have with your co-parent. Are you getting messages that look like war and peace? It's not a text message. It's the length of a novel. Set the brief chat limitation in the app and keep those messages short and to the point. It's about the kids, right? Keep the focus there. You can also limit the number of messages you receive in a day and other nice a la carte features meant to bring sanity to your life. You deserve that, and your kids do too. Peaceful Co-Parenting Messenger in the Apple App Store and soon in the Google Play Store. Go to peacefulparentapp.com for more information.
This week on Peaceful Co-Parenting Podcast.
The biggest change that we've seen parents that are going through separation or divorce or trying to seek additional custody with their children is that they're coming into the process angrier. And it shouldn't be any surprise because everybody's been cooped up. And so now when they're coming into the court system, we're seeing parents right out of the gate, maybe that might benefit from our level two program right from the get-go.
Welcome to Peaceful Co-Parenting Podcast, where we discuss strategies and tips to improve your co-parenting situation, especially if it's high conflict. I'm Bianca Ballo, co-parent, mother, and entrepreneur, creator of Peaceful Co-Parenting Messenger app, and believer in turning challenging situations into something positive. This week, we're talking about the top co-parenting trends and who better than Michelle Muncy, who leads onlineparentingprograms.com to help us learn how to be a great co-parent. Michelle has been with the company for 13 years and has developed onlineparentingprograms.com to be a reliable tool for courts, other professionals, and parents. The site offers classes and training that strengthens family systems and co-parent skills as they navigate the challenges of the divorce process. Michelle, thanks for joining me. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
So tell me more about you in relation to online parenting programs and your experience with co-parenting.
Well, like you mentioned, I've been with online parenting programs for 13 years. And through that time, we've seen so many changes. You know, back during that time, there was still so many parents that were going through divorce. And now what we're seeing is the trend is more parents that have never been married. And so what we do is we provide programs that are required a lot of times when parents are going through separation or divorce or seeking additional parenting time or trying to modify their current parenting plans. What we have done, rather than parents being ordered to do a class in person, we've put these programs online. And so before you're going through this process, you don't even know this is a requirement. So we're kind of a surprise during the process that parents are not aware of.
Okay. So you had mentioned that something that's new and different from when you first started back in whatever it was like 2008 or something, that the new trend is that parents necessarily aren't married, but they have a child together. And that creates kind of a unique situation.
Yeah. One of the things that we ran into is that a divorce class was required for co-parents going through separation or divorce or never married parents. And what has been happening probably really has, and unfortunately I don't have the numbers, but more and more parents have never been together that are having co-parenting issues and that are going back to court to try to get additional parenting time or maybe just to identify that they actually are the parent of that child. And they're having to go through these divorce classes. And so one of the struggles that the courts have had in trying to order this requirement is that the classes were really geared towards divorcing parents, when in theory, the concepts very much are similar to parents that are going through separation, even if they've never been married. So one of the neat things about our program that we have done, and I think we introduced this a couple years ago, is as parents are going through these programs, they're able to identify whether they've been divorced, whether they've been together but are now separated, or whether it was just a brief encounter. So when they start these programs, they're now more geared towards the current situation and the trends, because what was happening is parents, if they were never together and they were being mandated to do this requirement, were saying, you know, this just doesn't apply to me. So, you know, they would just click off and then they wouldn't get anything out of the class. When in reality, a lot of the concepts are still relevant.
So do you offer a unique class just for those parents that were never married, but they have a child together? Or is it kind of, it's just been tweaked to kind of include everyone?
Yeah, so research now supports the, what was the issue before was there wasn't quite enough research to support developing a program that would be geared towards the parents that were never married or these brief encounters. And now that there's more research out there and online's being a more accepted venue, what we've done is we have just kind of tweaked and modified the program to better meet the needs of these parents.
Well, thank you for telling us about that trend. It's not really that surprising, but I hadn't really thought about how that would impact the classes that you offer and the content in those classes. So
I think we're unique in the fact that they kind of have a track that they have to go through. They pick one of the three, and it really opens them, their mind.
So one of the three, can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Typically across the country, when parents are going through separation or divorce and they have children, they are required by the court to do one of these co-parenting classes. Most of the time, we call it a basic co-parenting class, level one. And so when they enter the program, they're being asked, what is your current situation? And based on that, then they would be kind of ported over into one of the three options.
Okay. And so I'm imagining these co-parent classes cover some of the top issues that come up.
Across the country, there's general statutes that the co-parenting basic level one are required to meet. And so what we've tried to do is generalize the program to meet those statutory requirements in most of the courts across the country. And then, of course, which I know a lot of your listeners may be going through high conflict situations and may want to kind of understand how much they can do to help, because their situation is in contested cases and they're not getting along with their co-parent. What do you have to offer them? And courts now are, what they're doing is they're learning that there are additional resources that they can help provide parents, which is our level two, our high conflict co-parenting class.
Okay. What are you seeing as some of the top co-parenting trends?
Over the past, I'm going to just kind of touch, if it's okay, just over the past year and what we've seen. And the biggest change that we've seen, parents that are going through separation or divorce or trying to seek additional custody with their children, is that they're coming into the process angrier. And it shouldn't be any surprise because everybody's been cooped up. And so now when they're coming into the court system, we're seeing parents right out of the gate, maybe that might benefit from our level two program right from the get-go. And so because they're skills-based programs, we really want to get them into the right program. And one of the things that our researchers have found and that we're really trying to identify is how can we get the courts to recognize what would be a more appropriate program for parents right off the bat that would be most effective. And so because they're coming in angrier, that's when our parenting without conflict class might be more appropriate. We're also seeing an increase, of course, parents that are using mobile devices taking the class. That's gone way up through the pandemic, and our parents that are not native English speakers. So our Spanish speaking population being required to take these classes has gone way up as well.
So are your classes offered in Spanish as well?
Mm-hmm. Both English and Spanish. And what we did identify is because of COVID and more courts had to figure out what to do about resources. And so they kind of jumped on the online bandwagon. A lot of the Eastern states were really hesitant about utilizing online as a resource, and they wanted parents to attend programs in person. They really had to just kind of jump in and embrace these programs. And so one of the things that might be important for your listeners to know that when the courts are asking parents to take these co-parenting classes is to read the orders and make sure that they're doing the right program. A lot of times the courts will ask them to do maybe a synchronous co-parenting class. And what that means is kind of like what we're doing right now, a Zoom presentation where there might be an instructor teaching the program and have a PowerPoint going, and parents may have the opportunity to interact. We have chosen, based on the research that we have done, ours is called an asynchronous program. So what that means is that it's self-paced. Parents can log in and out based on their schedule. They can take it in at a time that's convenient for them. They can do it from their phone or mobile device. They don't need to be somewhere at a set time.
That's really great. I think that's what people expect these days, is a little more convenient, kind of whenever they can pop online and take a course. Kind of an on-demand situation for classes. So have you seen COVID really impact your numbers and going up, like you said, with the East Coast courts kind of embracing more of a virtual classes?
Yeah, I would say for us, what we tried to do is step in and help the courts and help the in-person providers with resources, especially in the beginning. So we were trying to contact both the courts and the providers and say, hey, what can we do to help support you during this time? We are definitely seeing a trend in the interested areas that we're only offering in person. Some of them have jumped on, and they may have had their, if the courts were teaching the class, a couple of the counties or states have developed their own program where they're requiring parents to watch. But for the most part, yeah, we've seen a definite increase in the amount of courts that are being able to, or that are embracing online as an option and realizing that it can be an effective tool. One of the things that's important is parents are going through this because we are surprised as they're going through the process and they don't know anything about these programs from the beginning, is that having customer support is paramount, I think, for any online provider, is to be able to pick up the phone or chat or contact us. And so we kind of have tried to make that a priority so that going into it, because the research has shown, and this isn't really groundbreaking, but if parents go into this because they're already a little agitated about having to do this additional requirement, is to calm themselves and to get them into a place where they're open to doing these programs and open to embracing the fact that they could learn something. And then when we can get parents to actually understand, hey, you know, we're here for you to actually give you some helpful information. If they're able to talk to us or talk to somebody through chat, or they get an email response relatively quickly, that really calms them so that the results are better because they're more open to their learning process throughout the class.
Oh, absolutely. I can see how that's connected. Mm-hmm. All right. So you said that parents are coming in angrier, kind of due to just being cooped up, COVID. And so you offer this customer service, kind of hopefully helping co-parents get in the right headspace for the information they're about to learn. What other trends are you seeing?
There's a huge backlog from the courts. So the courts are really trying to catch up. They know that there's going to be an influx. We are seeing more and more parents trying to do the process on their own, trying to get a jump start, trying to do research over the internet. One of the things I would caution parents about when they're doing this, and it's wonderful that everybody's trying, you know, that they try to get a jump start on the process, but there are, most counties and courts have very specific orders that parents need to go through. Or as, I'll just use our class for an example, is in some areas, we may not be a recognized resource. So they really want to make sure, because one of the things we don't want to do, you'll see that there might be several different options to meet the co-parenting requirement, and it'll say guaranteed across the country. And the caveat to that is guaranteed, but we'll give you your money back if the court doesn't accept it. So if parents are trying to be proactive and they don't really know what's required yet, I mean, it's wonderful that they're trying to get educated. If they need to meet the requirements in order to get their divorce finalized, they want to make sure that they're doing the right requirements. Getting additional education, I always recommend to parents, hey, it's never a bad thing. But what we don't want to have happen is for parents to think that they're doing something good and take the wrong class. And so that's one of the things that we've really tried to hone in on, is making sure that if somebody was to call us or and try to figure out which class, we want to make sure we're getting them in the right class. In a lot of areas, maybe they only accept our parenting without conflict. But we are probably, I think, one of the most widely recognized programs across the country. That still doesn't mean we're recognized everywhere.
Right, exactly. And so can co-parents, how do they avoid taking a course that may not qualify or meet the requirement? Do they just need to get their hands on the list of approved courses?
Yeah. If this is a requirement, and like I said, across the country, it's mostly a requirement, then the courts should be providing them a resource list. And it could have it could have as many as several pages. I know San Diego, for example, has several pages, and a lot of the California courts have quite a few pages, but some of them may just have one provider. And so what you really want to do for parents is, we always say, if you're unsure, go back to the court, try to get clarifying answers on if they're confused at all about their paperwork or the requirement, to just ask for clarification. If they don't have a resource list, where is it on their website? What can I do to make sure that I'm taking the correct hours? Because across the country, mostly the requirement for when we're talking our basic level one co-parenting class, that's a 4 6-hour requirement. A few counties take 2, some require 10, some require 12. So it really fluctuates across the country.
Yeah. So you said the basic is a 4-hour or a 6-hour or either one?
Typically it's 4 or 6. We offer 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and 12 to try to meet the needs. The thing about our program, in a couple of our programs, like our co-parenting class, sometimes we get parents that maybe needed the 6 and only took the 4. And so they'll contact us and say, you know, what do we do? And we can't just, you know, it's not just, they're different classes, but they have the 6 builds on the 4-hour and it has additional content, but it's not like we can just give information over, and have all that information be ported into the 6-hour class. So it does get a little messy, but we try to help them out as much as we can. You mentioned trends, and another big thing that we are seeing is discounted programs. The need for low-income indigent classes has drastically increased over the past year, and that's probably in part due to the fact that parents are unemployed, more courts are taking on online as a resource, and the courts want to know, you know, what can we do to provide them with these resources at a reasonable cost? And so we've really ramped up the amount of discounted programs that we try to provide parents to make this an affordable cost, because we do understand they're paying all this money, and yet there's now an additional fee tied to this process. And, you know, that immediately will get them upset. Like, why do we have to pay for this? And the parents don't know we're actually a third party helping the courts, providing them resources. So they jump into this expecting it's going to be free. And that's one of the things that kind of gets them right away. They're like, I don't want to pay for anything more.
Yeah, I could totally see how that's a new trend. Have you had to adjust kind of your business, your pricing, to help with kind of that increased demand of a need for discounted classes?
Yeah, well, we have a really simple process on our website where they can apply for discounted programs. And it's pretty much a flat, we don't really have a sliding scale as far as everything, if they qualify, is $19.99. And then courts, so a lot of the courts we work with will give them codes for free classes. The parents just need to get the code from the courts.
Okay.
But if a parent was to qualify through with us, I'm trying to remember the statistics on the amount of parents, but I think it's almost like almost 39% of our parents get some sort of discount on our programs, but I think that's actually gone up a little bit.
We were talking about trends, and I'm curious if you have seen an increase in parents taking classes when it's not required by the courts, but just because there's the kind of this increase in anger and co-parenting problems, perhaps due to COVID too.
For sure. Especially with our level two parenting without conflict class, that class is designed, and I know that you do some work with them, but by Bill Eddy with the High Conflict Institute. And so we've offered that class for several years. And that class, as I had mentioned previously, it's a skills-based program that teaches some very valuable skills that parents can learn on how to manage the situation from escalating. So he really hones in on the four big skills that he has, which is flexible thinking, managed emotions, moderate behavior, and checking yourself. Parents that are required to do the level two class, a lot of times those parents are the ones that have been in court, that can't get along, that can't mediate, that aren't able to close that gap in order to get their divorce finalized, or if you know, they're just not able to see eye to eye with their co-parent. And the courts are kind of throwing up their hands like, hey, what can we do? And co-parents are kind of at their wit's end. This is an amazing resource. And we've seen just absolutely fantastic feedback from the parents after they've done the class. And it is a longer class. It's typically, we have it in as an 8, a 12, and a 16 hour. Most of the parents we recommend they do the 12 because that's really kind of where the meat of the class is. And once they go through that, it's their lifelong skills. And then there's a supplemental class for the parent. It's called parent or parent child class, which after these parents learn those big skills, then they can have their children actually go in and they do the class with their child and teach their children those four big skills. And again, they can take them with them for the rest of their lives in just dealing with people in general.
Right. That's what I love about that class. That it's not just for co-parenting. It's for like if you had a difficult situation at work or with a friend or something, you could kind of tap into those same skills. So that's great.
Yep. I do have a good friend has took the parenting without conflict class. And she's still using those skills. And it's probably been 4 years ago. And she'll call me and say, is this a good BIF statement? So
yes. Yeah, for anyone listening, they can check out the BIF podcast that I did with Megan Hunter, who's the CEO of High Conflict. So
really good tool.
Great. Any other trends, Michelle, that come to mind?
Some of the other trends that we're seeing are that don't be surprised if the courts are actually ordering multiple classes. So if you go in thinking, this is going to be over, they may actually recommend parenting skills classes if there might be risk situations. So in addition to the co-parenting, there's our level two parenting skills thrive where there might be sort of some allegations of abuse or neglect or stress and trauma. Another thing that is important to know that is confusing for parents going into this process is that if you're being ordered to do these programs, you're not getting singled out. It has nothing to do with you personally, especially our basic co-parenting classes. All parents need to go through them if they have children under 18 and if there's a state statute requirement to do so. When it comes to our level two parenting without conflict class, that class, what we see is parents when they don't feel like they're the ones that are actually causing all the stress and causing all the conflict, they're wondering, why do I have to take this class? It has nothing to do with me. It's my co-parent that has to take the class. And when we do get those phone calls, what I tell those parents is you're going to learn, as we talked about before, the skills on how to manage the situation so that it doesn't escalate. And if you're not getting upset, then it's kind of like this deflecting thing. So it's going to teach you valuable skills on how to better manage the situation from escalating. how to not engage with that. And so the reason that the courts might be ordering something like that, so when you do go back, it'll take maybe that situation from a 10 and get it down to a 6. And then you guys will be able to make proposals in court and hopefully be able to go through the process with those skills. So it's a wonderful tool for parents, even if they're not the ones that are just constantly wanting to engage in conflict.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes there is just the one high conflict co-parent, but I think you make an excellent point that it takes two parents to co-parent. And so if you can learn those skills, then you can help to reduce the conflict. And so that makes total sense.
One of the other things that we do get parents contacting us about is that their parent might be incarcerated or they've just never had any contact and they're wondering why they have to do the class because they just don't have any contact. But still what we tell them is they're still co-parents. There's still issues that their children are going to need to work through with a parent that's not involved. And that's kind of what some of those talking points we go through in the class. Going back to the trends, a big, big trend that we've seen, and it's just going, is kin care or relatives that are getting custody of the little ones, and parents are being required to take these classes as well as the relative caregivers. And the relative care, why do we have to take this class? Because they're going to still be co-parenting with that parent. And so that is another trend that we're seeing. And with the understanding, we know we need to do a class specific to these relative caregivers. Right now, we're doing the best we can with the resources we can, but that is a big trend. And those parents, even if they don't have contact, may still be required to do that co-parenting class with those relative caregivers. And it is really important. I mean, it's a really important program.
So is there a class for kin care and development, or is that something that could potentially be a specific class just for those people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our educators are big, big advocates on wanting to develop a program specific to kin care because they're going into this and they're taking the class, the third option, which is parents that may have just had a one-night stand or had never been together. And so they're really having to extrapolate the information to try to get it to apply to them. And so we're like, meet the requirement by the court and take what you can out of it to help to better assist the children. Another trend that we are seeing is adverse childhood experiences, the ACEs. You know, we're trying to develop our programs that focus a lot around stress and trauma and resiliency. And so those are kind of some big buzzwords that are being used a lot in the courts. They're trying to find programs that focus on stress and trauma and resiliency. So if you see in your orders that the program needs to focus on resiliency, make sure that you find a co-parenting class that does focus on that, or that's one of the requirements. And again, that's the importance of making sure that you're taking a class that's being vetted by the courts. If there's a program that's on a resource list that the court provides, that doesn't necessarily mean they endorse the program. That just means that they have taken a look at it. They would most likely be willing to accept the program. If a parent was to call us or a court was to call us, we can never guarantee a program too. That's the other thing. Because if a court has identified a specific program for a parent, if they want the co-parents to go to co-parenting counseling together, and there is going to be some key words in their orders, they really need to watch out for what those words say, because just because we might be accepted in an area doesn't mean that's what the court has required. So it's really important for parents just to make sure that they're reading those orders to make sure they meet whatever the judge is asking for or looking for, or the mediator, the custody evaluator, who, you know, whatever process they're in.
So sounds like it's important for them to double check to make sure that they're taking the right course and they're, it's never a waste of time. Like you said, like they're only learning something more, but if they want to make sure that the course they're taking qualifies, then double check.
Yep. And going back to what, you know, even if it's not a requirement, the parenting without conflict class, I should have touched on this, but we do get a lot of parents and they're kind of at their wit's end. What do we do? Kind of, where do I go from here? And it is difficult to get a hold of anybody to talk to in the courts. And so that's when you start Googling and trying to find resources, and it just pretty much anything parents can do to grab onto, to just, it's like, where can I just educate myself? And that's where that Parenting Without Conflict class really comes in as an additional helpful, valuable asset in their bank that they can just kind of really understand moving forward. It talks about, you know, he goes over what it looks like if you've had multiple lawyers in court and what the stress and trauma does on developing brains and things that just, as parents, when we're going through it, we're kind of so wrapped up in our heads and the trauma of everything and the stress of everything that's going on. Sometimes we're not at our best. And so that's why these programs really help. It's like really just, oh yeah, well, that makes sense. You know, it's stuff that might make sense to you and I right now when we're not going through it, but when we're actually experiencing it, sometimes we kind of lose ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. I would agree. It's like you're in crisis mode and you're not really, you're just managing day by day. And I do think that the class helps you to step back. I have taken the class, the New Ways for Families High Conflict Co-Parent class. And it does help you to kind of step back so that you can reflect on the trickle-down effect to the most important thing, which is your children, and also how you can manage it. If you don't think you're the one that's the high conflict co-parent, how you can help, because there's always two, right, involved. And so very, very good information, and I appreciate that. So
yeah, if you've gone through the program, then you kind of know the valuable things he goes through, like the BIF statements that we talked about, mm-hmm. and just really how to get yourself back in check.
Yes.
And I think that they're just so simple, you know, just really, really basic tools that you can learn. You know, the pushback on having them do online is, how can you do high conflict classes online? And you took it. I think it's an effective tool. And we are seeing parents able to mediate outside of court. So there is help. There's a reason why they're ordering these programs, because they do provide you insight that you just may not have.
Yeah. And what you had said in the beginning of the podcast, I think is true, that even if it was a high conflict co-parenting class, it's still relevant for a basic co-parenting situation. It just kind of gives you one step further, and it just goes a little bit deeper into helping with those unique situations that come up with that high conflict. And one thing Megan did mention when I was talking with her, Megan Hunter, CEO of High Conflict Institute, one trend that she saw is that high conflict cases are more common, kind of what you also said, and that they're more high conflict than they were before. Like they're even more like intense. And and so it kind of mirrors what you have been seeing as well.
Yeah. And the backlog in court. So you having to wait and be patient to get your day in court, it's exasperating itself based on everything that's going on. So if you're getting those tools up front, I mean, it's going to take you a while before you're going to get into court. So it's like, actually educate yourself on what you can do, because it's going to be there could be some time, some lapse of time, and you're going to need to get yourself prepared. And how are you going to function during that time? It's really like, how am I going to keep it together?
Right.
And, you know, we're here to kind of help with these resources. Since you've been through the class, you're probably a good one to ask, but you know, it's like, oh my gosh, 12 hours. But
yeah,
what we found is those 12 hours go by awfully fast once parents get into it. It's just getting them past that. And it's like, oh, I'm never going to finish. But you do, because the information's good.
It is. And when you're in high conflict, man, you need all the information you can get. And it is very interactive as well. So it's not just like sitting back and like watching a PowerPoint. It's very interactive, where you're participating, watching videos, inputting your own thoughts. And so I thought it was excellent.
Yeah, we do get parents that call us and they're in a panic because they're about ready to take their final exam. And they're like, we don't want to finish because they're afraid they won't have access to the information, because they found some nuggets through the class that they're like, oh my gosh, I want to be able to go back to and reference and resource, and what do I do about my journal entries and things like that. And we don't restrict parents' access to go back into the class. So it might seem, as you're going through it, like, oh my gosh, but yeah, they can go back in at any time and access the information. So we're always like, just finish the class, get your certificate, you can go back in and check out the information at any time.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So any other trends that you'd like to mention? Or
if you go in with a positive attitude on these programs, you're going to get more coming out of it. It's not being given to you to punish you at all. So we're really here just to support you as you're going through this process, because it is so traumatic. And really to keep their children at the forefront as they're going through this, because they are feeling the effects. Even if you don't think that they are, their little eyes and ears can see everything. And that being said, one of the classes that we actually are putting up that we're going to be adding, it's really exciting and it's a great class. It's for youth of parents going through separation or divorce. So we're going to be adding that, gosh, I think in like a week. It's called CODCOD and it's by Dr. Jesse Boring. And he actually created the class several years ago, but he's done an update to it and it's really interactive. It's something that the kids can do ages 10 to 18, I believe, to help them as they're going through it. Because that's another thing we do get is parents are like, what can we do for our children? And so that's been a request. There's just a few other resources out there for younger kids. But this class, I feel like he's really invested his heart and soul. And so that's going to be a really great addition to our program. We're just thrilled to be adding that one.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Congratulations. I'll be looking for that for sure.
Parents are always welcome to call and talk to us about the program, what it entails. Information can be found on our website. And we're trying to work with the courts to make sure that we get approval on our website. And you should be able to find this on anybody that's promoting co-parenting classes. But we do offer kind of, it's a little bit of a legend on our About Us section. There's a map and you can go in and locate your area. And we've really tried to be mindful about where our classes is recognized or not recognized. And you can go in and look and find your area. It's mostly related to the co-parenting, but if anybody has any questions about that, or if they have confusions about their order, we can help try to direct traffic for them to be able to talk to the right person so that they're doing what's required.
Oh yeah. I love that about the website, is that you can go on and plug in your county and then you can kind of search. Is that how it works? Where you can literally search?
Yeah.
That way, or just by the map, you could put the county in and
well, see. Yeah, you can actually put in the area and do a search on that too. I'm more of a visual, so I just click on the map, but yeah, you can put it in and you can find it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for your time today. I know you're super busy and I really appreciate your insight about the trends in co-parenting.
Well, thank you. It was fun. So best wishes. Take care.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Peaceful Co-Parenting Podcast. I hope the time was well spent and you got a lot out of the episode. If so, please rate and review the podcast. I would really appreciate it. If you're interested in sending me a feedback message, asking a question, suggesting a podcast topic or guest, or downloading Peaceful Co-Parenting Messenger as a tool for better communication with your co-parent, go to peacefulparentapp.com or see the links in the show notes. Have a great week, and as always, stay peaceful.
This episode of Peaceful Co-Parent was brought to you by the Equal Shared Parenting Program. Do you find that you're ever in need of someone to talk to, like a counselor or a therapist? How about legal advice? If you've looked into it, you know these services can add up financially. That's why the Equal Shared Parenting Program exists, to help parents be their healthiest, holistic selves. It's a membership program that offers discounted and free services like behavioral health, free tax prep and advice, and access to financial education and credit counseling, all for the low price of $29.99 a month. Learn more about the Equal Shared Parenting Program by going to equalsharedparentingbenefits.org/PCPM. The PCPM stands for Peaceful Co-Parenting Messenger. That's equalsharedparentingbenefits.org/PCPM.